Today, we're taking a deep dive into the world of a guy named Benoit Dubu. And let me tell you, prepping for this one was, well, a little wild. Articles, interviews, even some stuff in French. It's like our research team went on a global scavenger hunt or something.
Ha ha. Well, they certainly weren't kidding when they said multifaceted innovator. Benoit Dubu seems to have a hand in just about everything.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking too. Like, who is this Benoit Dubu and what kind of innovations are we even talking about here?
So to really understand that, I think we need to go back to the foundation of his career. So right now, Benoit Dubu is the president of the Swiss Academy of Engineering Sciences, SATW for short. But he's also been the director of Campus Biotech in Geneva, and the president of the Nordis Foundation.
Okay, Campus Biotech, that sounds like straight out of some sci-fi movie, you know? What's the real story there?
It might actually be even cooler than fiction, honestly. So Campus Biotech is this massive life sciences hub where you have all this cutting-edge research happening alongside all these innovative startups. And it's all, in one place. Given Dubus's background, it makes total sense that he'd be involved there. He has a doctorate in biotechnology. AND was a professor at the University of Geneva's Faculty of Medicine.
Wow, so we're not talking about just some administrator here. This is a serious scientist through and through. What about InArtis Foundation, then? What's their whole deal?
So InArtis is all about fostering innovation and entrepreneurship, specifically in the life sciences, though. They've got some seriously impactful programs, too, like Stationar, a space creation, and the Health Valley. Think of it as kind of the heart of the life sciences cluster in the French-speaking part of Switzerland.
Wow, this guy is deeply involved in biotech, driving all this innovation, AND leading this super prestigious academy. I'm guessing there's got to be even more to this story, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. One thing that really jumped out at me from all the materials was Dubus's big emphasis on restoring trust in technology. Like, it's not just about scientific progress for the sake of progress. It's about making sure that technology is actually benefiting society and doing it responsibly, you know?
Yes. I totally picked up on that, too. He even talked about making technology more respectful of humanity, AND, the environment.
Yeah.
So he's really thinking about the big picture here, thinking about all the ethical implications, not just the scientific possibilities.
Exactly. And that's where his work at InArtis really comes into play. They're supporting all these startups and research institutions that are working on innovative therapies. But with this huge focus on human impact, there's this great story, actually, about how he personally drove Julia Jonova to Stationar. And she's a representative from Swissmedic.
Okay, now that's a story I need to hear more about. Tell me more.
All right, so Swissmedic is the Swiss agency for therapeutic products. They basically play this crucial role in regulating new treatments, you know, making sure that they're safe and effective. And they're especially focused on supporting startups that are developing what are called ATMPs. That stands for Advanced Therapy Medicinal Products. Think like gene therapies and cell therapies, that kind of really revolutionary stuff.
Right, right. I remember reading a bit about those ATMPs, but what is Dubius driving this Swissmedic rep to Stationar have to do with all of this?
Well, it really highlights Dubius's hands-on and approachable leadership style. You see, he recognized that researchers often just dive super deep into the science, but they don't always consider all the regulatory hurdles they'll have to clear to actually get their innovations to market.
Oh, I see. So it delays in getting approval could mean setting back these potentially life-saving therapies for years and years.
Mm. Exactly. So he personally connected Julia Jonova with the folks at Stationar. He was trying to encourage that early collaboration between the researchers and the regulators. And the story goes that they had this really fascinating conversation during the drive, just discussing all the challenges and the opportunities involved in developing these groundbreaking ATMPs.
He's really walking the walk, isn't he? It's not just talking about collaboration. He's actively out there fostering it.
Precisely. And speaking of walking the walk, we can't forget about Dubus's own entrepreneurial spirit either. I mean, this is someone who founded the Faculty of Life Sciences at EPFL, created the Eclosion Incubator. Adabia co-founded several companies himself, clearly not afraid to, get his hands dirty.
Wait a minute. Did I read something about a watch, too? And not just any watch, but one that was nominated for some huge award. That's a pretty big jump from, biotech and all that.
Nope. You're not imagining things. It's called the Tempus Fugit watch. And it's designed to, let's just say it really makes you think. It visualizes your remaining lifespan, literally, using an algorithm.
Wait, are you serious? It tells you how much time you have left. That's a little morbid, isn't it?
It's definitely meant to provoke, yeah. Dubus' intention was to inspire action and a sense of urgency, you know, like, hey, time is precious. What are you going to do with it?
Well, so this guy goes from biotech to supporting all these startups to designing a watch that reminds you that you're going to die one day. Talk about range. But what's the connection between all of these things? Like, what's the common thread running through it all?
That's a great question. I think it all boils down to his deep passion for innovation and his commitment to bridging that gap between science and society.
Okay, yeah, I'm starting to see that. He's not just an innovator. He's like this connector, bringing everything together. But how does he actually build those bridges? Like, what are the actual practical steps he's taking?
Well, to answer that, I think we need to dig a little deeper into his work at Station R. That's where a lot of this bridge building really takes shape.
Well, perfect, because I am dying to hear more about this whole former printing house turned innovation hub thing. It sounds like the absolute perfect embodiment of Dubus's vision.
It really is. From what I've gathered, Station R is this incredible mix of like makers, designers, engineers, entrepreneurs, all working side by side. It's like this melting pot of different backgrounds and skill sets all coming together in this super collaborative atmosphere. And it's having a real impact, especially in the medical field.
Yeah, I read about this digitally enhanced cane for the visually impaired. It was developed entirely within Station R. That's amazing.
It really is. And it's a perfect example of how this interdisciplinary approach can lead to some seriously groundbreaking results. You've got engineers, designers, and medical professionals all working together, bouncing ideas off each other, just pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Okay, so we've got this incredible space where people from all these different disciplines are collaborating on these amazing projects. I'm also really struck by his, like, relentless optimism. He seemed to truly believe that human ingenuity can overcome any problem and create a better future. In a world that often feels so negative and cynical, it's refreshing to see someone who's so positive and hopeful.
Yeah, and that's what makes him so inspiring. He's not just talking about innovation. He's embodying it, living and breathing it, and encouraging others to do the same. He sees the potential for good in technology, and he's committed to making sure we use it wisely and responsibly so that everyone can thrive.
This deep dive has been eye-opening, to say the least. We've really gotten to see just how multifaceted Benoît Dubus is and what an impact he's making on innovation in Switzerland. It's obvious that he's not just building companies or developing cool new technologies. He's creating a whole movement, a culture of responsible innovation that's shaping the future of Switzerland and, honestly, probably beyond.
He's a true visionary, showing us that innovation isn't just about technological advancements. It's about fostering collaboration, thinking about the ethics of what we're doing, and ultimately using all our creativity and smarts to make the world a better place for everyone.
So as we wrap up this incredible journey into the world of Benoît Dubus, I want to leave our listeners with this one thought. What can we do, inspired by his example, to build a more responsible and equitable future? How can we each play a part in bridging that gap between science and society in our own lives and communities? What small steps can we take to make a real difference?
That's the perfect question for everyone to think about. Because in the end, it's up to each and every one of us to embrace that spirit of innovation, to have those tough conversations, and to work together to create a future where technology serves humanity and our planet. Keep exploring, keep asking those tough questions, and keep innovating.